From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's the peak of March Madness in April. Much of the country is in the throes of a full-throttle basketball obsession. But a small team of lawyers is engaged in another kind of frenzy, a seasonal malady that could be called the cease-and-desist affliction. These lawyers work to protect NCAA trademarks. They're trying to prevent anyone else from using phrases like March Madness or Final Four in any kind of promotional materials. Doug Masters is part of that legal team, and he's a partner with the firm Loeb & Loeb. He says the NCAA and others are on the lookout for violators.
Often it comes to the attention of the NCAA by one of its representatives, either at a school or one of the corporate partners that it works with officially to promote the tournament.
Oh, so there are not tattletales out there in the country, letting people know that someone's using your name and they shouldn't be doing that.
Yes.
There are tattletales.
Well, people who have an interest, either because they're members of the NCAA schools or because they are corporate partners of the NCAA, are attentive to what's going on in connection with the tournament and don't hesitate to bring things to the office's attention when they have a concern.
Mr. Masters, just so we're clear here, what phrases, logos, monikers are actually off limits?
Well, of course, NCAA, March Madness, Final Four are registered trademarks. Sweet 16, Elite Eight, also registered trademarks. And then there's
Sweet 16?
Sweet 16, yes, is registered.
There's a whole slew of greeting cards that might run afoul of this.
It only applies to uses in connection with sporting events,
okay.
So not for somebody's daughter's.
So no Sweet 16 basketball parties.
Coming of age, right. And then there's, associated phrases, road to the Final Four, the big dance, and a variety of other kind of nicknames and marks associated with the event.
So what kind of violations are you talking about? Companies that offer spring break, March Madness, drink specials, or even people who run internet brackets that might be emblazoned with the words Final Four across the top?
Yeah, it's a range of things. And really, the more commercial it is, the more of a concern that it is. So when we see ticket promotions, those are unauthorized. Only official corporate partners of the NCAA get to give tickets away. For the first time this year, because of the new media landscape, we've had concerns in the form of iPhone applications, Twitter monikers. This really covers a real range of brick and mortar all the way to the new media type of issues.
I understand that you even had to go after NASA. You really went after the space agency.
Yes. This year they offered a Mission Madness promotion complete with basketballs and a bracket that looked like the NCAA bracket, and that was brought to our attention and we wrote them a letter.
Whatever happened to the old idea that there's no such thing as bad publicity, that all publicity is good publicity, that it brings more people to the table or the TVs?
And that's a principle that does inform how we conduct our enforcement. You have to realize that some of your strongest fans are also people who may go over the line. So, we are judicious, I think, in deciding which problems really need attention and which ones don't. And we try not to, to kill the golden goose. You don't want to turn people off to the tournament and be too heavy-handed.
Doug Masters, good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Doug Masters is part of the National Collegiate Athletic Association legal team. He's a partner with the firm Loeb & Loeb.